us Russians.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Somebody once told me, never let a good thing go. Maybe that's the reason I want you to know. I feel like I'm in love for the first time. It's like I never felt before. Baby, you're my good thing.
Baby, you're my good thing.
And I'm never gonna let you go. I used to be a wild one. My heart was like a stone. I'd love him and I'd leave him and wind up all alone. But that's before I felt the magic and your smile I've come to know. The moment that I wake up, I want you by my side. And if I can't be with you, you're still on my mind. I know I sound just like a schoolgirl.
That is music from 14-time International Music Award-winning Cree artist Rhonda Head. She writes her lyrics in her indigenous Cree language, and you just heard the song, Baby, You're My Good Thing, which was released this year. My name is Julian Taylor. I am your host here on The Jukebox. I'd like to play a song from Kaylee Cardinal, a Métis soul folk songstress from the Northern Prairies, who dabbles in R&B, hip-hop, blues, folk, country. She's from Edmonton and is incredible. In fact, she won the Juno 3 years ago for Indigenous Artist or Group of the Year. Her new album is amazing. It's got boundless potential and possibilities. It came out in September of this particular year. And here is the song Every Day from that record by Kaylee Cardinal on The Jukebox.
I woke
can be true. I'm leaving this feeling without leaving you.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
That is Bad Medicine from Bon Jovi from Slippery When Wet. Music is medicine, and Bon Jovi recently helped save someone's life who was thinking of jumping off a bridge. Bon Jovi was there to help coerce them not to. So, wow, isn't that amazing? We've also got music coming up on the show from an award-winning Mi'kmaq group from the east coast of Canada, Alan Sillaboy and the Thundermakers. They were recently in Toronto for the Indigenous Music Summit and won an award out on the east coast as well. So congratulations to them. Alan, you're an amazing dude. Here is Mother Earth's Warning that's going to be coming up on the show. Pixseek is also on the show with a song called Dawn. This is brand new music from the Inuit Throat singing duo of Tiffany and Anuksuk. We've enjoyed their music on the show before with Roots in Nunavut and Yellowknife. I last saw them, I believe, in Vancouver. We were doing something for Truth and Reconciliation Day. Eddie Kendricks is on the show with Keep On Truckin' Part 1. I love Part 2, but Part 1 is better, let's be honest. He was a member of the Temptations before going off and doing his own solo thing. And before we get there, someone who we all love and adore, especially when it comes to their music. Don't Leave Me This Way. Here is Thelma Houston on the jukebox with her 1977 disco hit.
Oh,
This is music for the human race. From Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Big up to Jukebox sponsors Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
This is Bird Note. In the Amazon, heat and humidity virtually smother you. Although a cacophony of bird calls surrounds you, it's hard to see even a single bird. Then, one call, emanating from a cathedral of vegetation, catches your ear. Could this piercing and cheerful yelp be the same sound you remember from a Saturday morning in your childhood? It's the call of a toucan. The tropical icon and inspiration for Toucan Sam, that colorful spokesbird for Fruit Loops cereal. Characterized by massive yet surprisingly light bills, the 41 species in the toucan family are found only in Central and South America. The species we are hearing now is a Cuvier's toucan. It has a jet black body and a spotless white bib. Its black bill, nearly as long as its body, is rimmed with vivid yellow and baby blue. That the toucan hops through the trees as it forages for fruit adds to its comical demeanor. But don't expect this bird to lead you to a bounty of rainbow-colored sugar puffs with its nose. Toucans can't smell. So why does Toucan Sam, or any other toucan, have such a large bill? Turns out that they can conserve heat or release it with those giant beaks. Learn more on our website, birdnote.org. I'm Mary McCann.